This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Pena, P-E-N-A, Spiro, C-I-R-O, Ernesto, E-R-N-E-S-T-O, date of birth, September 5th, 1968, date of evaluation, August 31, 2023. The chief complaint. Correction, identifying information. The patient presented a California driver's license, which correctly identified him as Christopher Pena, license number A420-4815. The chief complaint is before your mail referred for disability evaluation. The HBR. The patient is a 54-year-old male with history of valvular dysfunction, who began having symptoms of fatigue and exhaustion in approximately 2018. He was diagnosed with aortic regurgitation and moderate mitral regurgitation. He then underwent valvular surgery to include aortic and mitral valve surgery in July 19, 2021. Since that time, he has had a slow recovery period. He reports that he is able to walk half a mile, but it's very tiring period. He reports dyspnea worsened by exertion period. His past medical history is one. Hypertension, maximum rate of circulation, next number. Aortic insufficiency, next number of mitral regurgitation. The past surgical history, his status post valve replacement. He reports wound infection, period. Medications. Amlodipine, 5 milligrams, 20 milligrams, potassium, fluoride, daily, Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams on daily, metoprolol, 50 milligrams on daily, Xarelto, 20 milligrams on daily, atorvastatin, 40 milligrams on daily, furosemide, 40 milligrams on daily, losartan, 50 milligrams from the IV. Allergies, non-known drug allergies, family history, his mother had heart issues, social histories. He is a prior smoker. He reports having quit 3 years ago, period. He denies alcohol and states that he has had none in 18 to 19 years. He denies drug use and states that he has not used drugs in 20 plus years. The review systems, constitutional, he has had no weight loss or weight gain. Eyes, he reports wearing glasses. He has dry eyes. Nose, he has dryness and discharge. He has sinus problems. Oral cavity, unremarkable. Cardiac, as per HPR. Genital urinary, he has frequency and dribbling. Musculoskeletal, he reports generalized weakness and stiffness. Neurologic, he has dizziness. Psychiatric, he has nervousness, insomnia, and depression. Physical examination, blood pressure, 170 / 107, pulse 74, respiratory rate 20, height 71 inches, weight 277 pounds. The HEET had a very traumatic nose palate. The light accommodations, clear is clear. Extraocular muscles are intact. The vision, both eyes 20/50, left 20/70, right 20/70. The chest reveals a midline scar. There's normal excursion, cardiovascular. There's multiple murmurs noted to be present. There is a grade 2/6 systolic murmur radiating to the apex. There is a separate grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the left heart sternal border. Pulses are somewhat diminished. Heart sounds are distant. Period. Gastrointestinal. Abdomen is mildly obese. Small peel scar present. MS for 10 minutes noted. Period. Genital urinary, no frequency or urgency. Correction genital urinary, normal genitalia. Extremities reveal trace edema. Otherwise, unremarkable. This is impression. This is a 54-year-old male who has his heart disease and his status quo aortic valve replacement, mitral valve replacement. He has ongoing symptoms of dyspnea. Period. He has easy fatigability. Period. The etiology of his ongoing symptoms is not clear. He may have some degree of heart dysfunction. Period. He has ongoing murmurs which are present. Period. The patient is felt to have symptoms and symptoms with New York Heart Association Class 2-3. Period. He is unable to perform tasks requiring lifting, pushing, pulling, bending. And Dr. Robinson, for example,